This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
15 seconds to go. Burrow is swamped back at the 18-yard line by Dorrance Armstrong.
From 47, and this one is blocked by Dorrance Armstrong.
Welcome back to G&D without Danny today. Hopefully he's back tomorrow. We'll see. Our guy does not have a voice right now. The New York Giants have added a new running back. Saquon Barkley left for the Eagles. They needed a starter. That is going to be Devin Singletary, it would appear. The average is 4.2 yards per carry, but almost 900 rushing yards last year in Houston. Singletary, the former Bill, rushing totals of 870, 819, 898 over the last 3 years. You heard the Dorrance Armstrong highlight. In case you're just jumping in the car or turning on the radio today, the Commanders have made two moves, one on both sides of the ball. They went and got Dorrance Armstrong, the 26-year-old defensive end from Dallas, to be their new starter on the edge defensively, and on offense, Tyler Biadasz, also from the Cowboys, their new starting center, also 26 years old. Armstrong entering year 7, Biadasz year 5. Both have spent their entire careers with the Cowboys. Armstrong last year, 7.5 sacks. The year before that, 8.5. Biadasz only allowed 3 penalties against, 3 flags thrown on him last season. Made his way to his first Pro Bowl 2 campaigns ago. Armstrong, who is a part-timer, never a starter, has not made a Pro Bowl. But despite playing just 42% of the time last year with those long arms, almost 35 inches long, was very well liked. Pro Football Talk had him 55th in their top 100 free agents list. Biadasz 88th. Let's spin you around the NFL and get you the latest from the day that has been, because what an incredible amount of moves already in the National Football League. I said at the start of the day, it's one of my favorite days of the year. And immediately, everyone just kind of pounced on me and said, "You got to be kidding me. Today's a nothing burger. It's boring." I'm sure. I'm so sure this isn't one of the great days to be a football fan with all of the movement. Let's begin. We'll go in order here. Most recently to earlier in the day, free agent safety Geno Stone is leaving the Ravens. He had 7 interceptions this past season. In Baltimore, he's going to sign with the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals have been quiet today. Their day began with T. Higgins, their top wide receiver outside of Ja'Marr Chase, saying he wants to be traded. Does anyone believe what we heard, by the way, that T. Higgins is suggesting? They have not had any negotiations on a long-term deal with him in Cincinnati since a year ago. How is that possible? He is set to hit free agency at the start of this season. They tagged him to avoid him becoming a free agent. They're paying him about $21.8 million. But he's saying they haven't had a single discussion since last March on a long-term deal. That's nuts to me. Antonio Gibson leaves Washington, goes to New England to sign with the Patriots. Elsewhere, this made no sense. Robert Hunt, an offensive guard with the Miami Dolphins, most famous for when he caught a pass, tried to dive into the end zone, got to the goal line. Remember, he got tackled and, like, upended right at the goal line. Play ended up coming back anyway. Signing with the Carolina Panthers for $20 million a year. It just seems like Carolina is always spending the dumbest money possible. Like, they just have monopoly cash and they throw it around. Kirk Cousins kicking off the quarterback market today. 4 years, $180 million. Guaranteed about $100 million. Kirk's going to make $45 million each of the next 2 years, fully guaranteed. And then there's going to be another $10 million in the third year of his deal, guaranteed. So he's got at least 2 years in Atlanta as their starter. And then potentially they could get out of the deal if they wanted to before the third season. Pretty incredible contract for his agent, Mike McCartney, considering his client's going to be 36 years old this season, and he's coming off of a torn Achilles. One thing I find notable, the Falcons are traveling to the Vikings in Minnesota this year. They're also coming to Landover, Maryland at FedEx Field this year. So Cousins will be playing at both of the previous stadiums he once called home. Splash move in the NFC East. Saquon Barkley is going from New York to Philadelphia. The former Giant now with the Eagles. 3 years and almost $38 million. Deal could be worth almost $47 million, guaranteed about $26 million. Here's what I don't get about this. Apparently, I saw a quote online that's been talked about. Tiki Barber was going off and said Saquon Barkley's dead to him, like he's upset at him, he's angry. Why is this so personal to people? Like, even for Tiki, who's part of the family, there's probably a running back fraternity. I'd have to imagine he spent some time with Barkley. That's so silly to me. Grow up. And I like Tiki Barber. But come on, are you serious? This is a business, man. You're getting money. You're getting paid. You're setting your family and your, you know, your kids and their kids up forever. Like, you only get a couple bites at the apple. I'll never understand. Sometimes fans do this, and while it's ridiculous when they do it too, okay, whatever. You know, fan, short for fanatical. They take it personal. They had your jersey, whatever. A former player who's been in the business saying that Saquon Barkley's dead to him because he stayed in the division? Get out of here. When you look at Washington, the two guys they signed come over from the Cowboys with Dan Quinn, including the center Biotis, who allowed pressure on 4.8% of pass blocks last season, which was fourth best among centers with at least 300 pass blocks. Creed Humphrey, Kansas City. Josh Myers, Green Bay, Ryan Kelly, Indianapolis, and then Biotis, number four in the NFL in terms of his success rate as a pass blocker. We did talk to Calvin Watkins today, who covers the Dallas Cowboys in Texas, and he said that the Cowboys really had no plans at any point of bringing Biotis back. Other moves today. Defensive tackle Christian Wilkins broke the bank with the Raiders. 4 years and $110 million, guaranteed about $85 million. He broke out as a pass rusher this year. Finally, had 9 sacks. First time he had more than 4.5 in any season. 2 years where he's at about 90 tackles. Very active up front. Very aggressive at splitting blockers, getting in lanes, getting upfield to blow plays up in the backfield. Hit the quarterback 23 times last season. That's just a massive contract. And good for the Raiders to bring in the best defensive player on the market. Antonio Pierce got to be doing cartwheels in their building today. But boy, oh boy, is that a lot of money for a dude. I know he's a D-tackle. He's not getting paid to have sacks. But it's Daron Payne-ish to me. It's like the one contract year where you get a lot of those pressures and hits on the quarterback. Underrated deal here for the Jaguars. 3 years, $39 million. Wide receiver Gabe Davis could be worth up to $50 million. Last year, 750 yards, 7 touchdowns in Buffalo. He had 800 yards, you go back 2 seasons ago. Every year, though, really good in the red zone, matchup problem the closer you get to the goal line. Big guy at 6'2", about 225, plays larger than that. Only 24 years old, 27 touchdowns in four seasons. Is at least seven scores in every single year he's been in the NFL. But what I like is that if you look at his usage in terms of routes run and targets, I think there's a lot of meat on the bone for the Jags. He was in Stephon Diggs' shadow. They would constantly involve their tight ends there. Josh Allen obviously takes off and runs a lot. But you have a more traditional situation with Trevor Lawrence as the starting quarterback in Jacksonville. They're trying to replace Calvin Ridley. I think Gabe Davis is really going to break out. One of the targets for Washington that didn't come to fruition, edge rusher Jonathan Greenard, signs with the Minnesota Vikings. In fact, they added two defensive ends to start today. Greenard got a mega four-year, $76 million deal, 12.5 sacks last season in Houston to get him paid. He did have 2 8-sack seasons in his career, so you can't quite call him a one-hit wonder. 26 years old, was ranked the 40th best pass rusher in win rate this season at his position, but he got a huge amount of money. You want to get paid as a rusher, just go get sacks. If the peripherals aren't as good, you can explain that away. Get yourself sacks, scoop them up, you'll get paid, and he did. $76 million, did well for himself. 18 mil per year, certainly higher paid than Dorrance Armstrong, who Washington went down a level to grab at the defensive end position. Speaking of Armstrong, the former Cowboy, his teammate last year, Tony Pollard, leaves Dallas as well. He's signing with the Tennessee Titans, 3-year deal worth about 24 mil overall. Pollard went back-to-back with 1,000-yard seasons, but his yards per carry as the number one guy last year really fell off. From about 5.5 to 5.2 yards per carry, down to just 4.0 this past season. Did catch the ball more, which was good to see. 55 catches in 2023. I don't like this deal for the Titans at all, though. They're giving him $8 million per over the next 3 years. The Titans faced the number three most loaded boxes last year. Now, a lot of that is teams obviously gearing up to stop Derrick Henry. That goes without saying. But it's not like you've got a great quarterback situation, Will Levis, or an awesome wide receiver position at this point. And because of that, you're going to face some stacked boxes. Pollard last year, just 3.6 yard per carry against eight-man fronts. That was number 31 among running backs. His success rate was 34%, 34th among running backs. So I'm not sure I love that fit in Tennessee. They're obviously going to spread teams out more. Brian Callahan is in. Mike Vrabel is out at the head coaching position. Busy day for the Packers. A couple of their longtime popular veterans leaving. Running back Aaron Jones informed today he's being cut. They've also released 32-year-old offensive tackle David Bakhtiari. After 11 seasons, two times a first-team All-Pro, three times a second-team All-Pro, Bakhtiari, really good player. This is the Aaron Rodgers BFF totes, right? Maybe he ends up with the Jets. Was on the books for $40 million. That was the freight this year, $40 million. So what do? Fourth highest paid tackle in the league. They saved $21 million by cutting him. They're eating $19 million in dead money. My guess is you put that post June 1, spread that out over a couple of seasons. They have been aggressive, though. We just told you about 15 minutes ago they signed Xavier McKinney, one of the best safeties in the league from the New York Giants. They also went and got a running back and former Raider Josh Jacobs today, so he will be calling Lambeau Field home. One of the weirdest moments of the day in free agency to this point, offensive tackle Deion Dawkins of the Bills tweeted out a goodbye to Buffalo, basically said to all the fans he was leaving and he was looking forward to the next phase of his career, and everyone goes, that's weird. The Bills are cutting Deion Dawkins. He's awesome. He's made the Pro Bowl the last 3 years. 5 minutes later, he got a extension to be the fourth highest paid offensive lineman in the NFL. Adam Schefter reported it, so then it's like, wait a second. Schefter's saying he's getting a huge deal. Dawkins is saying he's getting cut. What's going on? Then Dawkins admitted he was just trolling everyone and making a big joke on social media of this day and of free agency and of us all caring about what's going on in football. So thanks, Deion. Everyone in D.C. is like, man, this would be nice for the Commanders. He's a free agent. Maybe Adam Peters is picking up the phone. He played for Bobby Johnson, don't you know? Offensive line coach here in D.C. Then he got cut. In our minds, he's available, except that he never was. Re-signed, big money, still in Buffalo. DeAndre Swift, former Eagle to the Bears, 3 years, $24 million. Wide receiver Kendrick Bourne has agreed on a three-year deal to stay in New England. The 49ers reportedly moving on from Eric Armstead, who is going to be released because he won't take a pay cut. And linebacker Bobby Wagner is going to hit free agency. A career-high 183 tackles for the 12-year pro back in Seattle last season. Some of the news and notes from around the NFL. So the dust is settling on the first wave of free agency today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.